High Infidelity. Yes, that is the title of REO Speedwagon's greatest album. If you don't agree, I will fight you. I'm interested in sexual marital infidelity. It has given us the greatest music, fiction, sculpture, painting, and hygiene products in human history. I'm full of guilt. Not because I've been unfaithful to Tessa. I've been unfaithful to the church. Or to science. I'm not sure which. They're both so attractive. Simple problem. For years, I have been saying that no scientific theory has ever attempted to abrogate any moral teaching. On the other hand, the religious moral teachers, without any experimentation or replication of results, have spent centuries attempting to abrogate scientific theory. But now, I might be wrong. A few years ago, I began reading about the hormone vasopressin and its relationship to pair bonding. Time and time again, scientists are reporting that males with certain types of vasopressin or vasopressin receptors are monogamous, and males of the same species with other types of vasopressin receptors are polygamous, at least on the internet and in gentlemen's clubs. Well, fuck, now that the moral teaching on monogamy may be kicked out the stained glass window by solid evidence of a hormone and receptor that pretty much set you up for failure and years of child support, not to mention heck, or does it? What did the church do when they got over being pissed at Galileo? They actually started listening to the Jesuit priests who knew Galileo was right all the time. What if, I'm just saying here, what if the church actually started reading the Bible again? What would happen to the teaching on monogamy? Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, had 4 wives. Abraham had at least 2. David? Solomon? St. Paul admonished that bishops should be the husband of one wife. Well, fine, I'm not a bishop. I'm not actually hoping that neuroscience and endocrinology turn around a centuries-old religious teaching. I'm just thinking, because that's what I do when I look at old album covers. On a related note, I'm glad Tessa can't use weapons.